Hi there. I'm Françoise Von Trapp, and this is the 3D Insights Podcast. Hi, everyone. Now, the IMAPS Device Packaging Conference 2022 takes place next week from March 8th to 10th here in our home state of Arizona. And we at 3D Insights are so excited for this event. It's been a couple of years since the event took place in person. In fact, it was the last thing I intended before the world shut down, literally 2 weeks later. And even then, the buzz was about COVID-19 and what it was going to mean and how we were just going to be shut down for a couple of weeks. And we were elbow bumping and hand sanitizing, and masks weren't even a thing yet. It was also the last time we held the 3D Insights Awards ceremony in person. Last year, we had to go virtual. So we thought it would be great to kick things off for next week and generate some excitement by inviting Beth Kesser, who is IMAPS' new president, and Jim Haley, who is the VP of marketing for IMAPS, to talk about what's in store for attendees this year. And they are here with me right now. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having us, Francois.
Yeah, thank you, Francois. Nice to be here.
Great. If you can each tell me a little bit about yourselves and your role at IMAPS. Beth, why don't you get started?
Yeah, so I have been in the semiconductor packaging industry for 24 years. I have a material science and engineering background with a PhD from University of Illinois and my bachelor's from Cornell University. And in the 24 years, I've worked for Motorola, Freescale, which is now NXP, Qualcomm, and I'm currently at Intel. And I've been IMAPS president since our symposium in October. And before that, I was president-elect for 2 years. And before that, I was on the board of governors of IEEE Electronic Packaging Society with roles of VP of Education and VP of Conferences. And I'm a former ECTC general chair and also an IEEE distinguished lecturer and fellow.
Well, you have a lot of event experience or society experience. In fact, the whole process for IMAPS is pretty complicated, right? You have to be president-elect for a year. I mean, the whole term is what, 5 years total?
It's 6 years because it's 2 years president-elect, 2 years presidency, and 2 years past president. But really, we welcome anyone who wants to volunteer. We have committees that need to be filled. We have directors that rotate out every 2 to 4 years. So it's not that complicated. You just want to have to put in the effort.
Right. And it is a volunteer role, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And Jim, how about you?
Yeah, thanks, Francois. So Jim Haley, currently work for EMD Electronics, which is a division of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany. So my background is business administration. I've been with the IMAPS organization since 2010. And have been in packaging probably a little bit before that. And I've joined, or was actually asked to join the council and become part of their team as the marketing direct head. So in that role, I've had quite a number of years experience through multiple companies. Most of them are entrepreneurial, where basically we grow them up and sell them off. So there's a lot of fast moving marketing pieces and parts, and that's part of the expertise I bring to this group. So again, really good to be here and happy to be on the next journey of promoting IMAPS.
Yeah, I am really excited about that too. In fact, let's talk about what we're most excited about this year for the Device Packaging Conference. And I'll go first. 3D Insights is now the official industry partner of IMAPS. And what that means is we've taken it up a level from being a media partnership, and we're going to start doing a lot more integrated activities because there's so many synergies between the IMAPS membership and the 3D Insights community membership. And one of the things that we're doing specifically at Device Packaging Conference is for the past few years, when we were in person, we had our 3D Insights Awards ceremony as part of the IMAPS event, but kind of sort of hanging off it as a separate event. And this year, we're actually doing this ceremony right after the keynote talks on Tuesday. We're also having our DEI fundraiser events. The DEI fund was established last year, seeded with $20,000 from our awards program. And the goal of the DEI fund is to support tech startups owned by women and underrepresented minorities to help them grow and thrive. So if anyone is interested in participating in that, we'll have more information on that in the show notes. But so that's what I'm really excited. We're having our hike, first time ever, on Thursday afternoon, which if you're not golfing, hiking is an alternative. The golf event is to raise funds for the IMAPS Foundation, which is a very worthy cause to promote STEM education. And then the hike for DEI, which is sponsored by KLA, is for the DEI fund. So what are you guys excited about?
So Francois, first of all, we're excited to be working with you. So you did a great job last year with three podcasts from our IMAP symposium. And in addition, you had a pre-symposium podcast with our past president, Rich Rice from ASC, about the future of events. So we really are happy that you're putting out the value of the membership of IMAPS to our community. Secondly, I'm very excited about this in-person IMAPS Device Packaging Conference, which is taking place starting March 7th in Fort McDowell, Arizona, or Fountain Hills, at the Waco Powell Resort. We have 300 attendees registered. It's going to be a full event. We have more people registered in the hybrid event, 66 sold out exhibits. The hotel is sold out, but we welcome anyone who's local to come in, register, meet us in person, and we have a full program. So even though we do have the hybrid component, we do plan to have full sessions for 2.5 days.
Can you explain a little bit more about the hybrid component?
So we are having recordings of for those people who cannot attend in person to give their talk. And so that'll be available for everyone. And then also we're live streaming the keynotes, much similar to what we did with the IMAP symposium, but they'll also be recorded. So all the content will be recorded for those people not allowed to travel, with some live streaming content. So it's a great, you know, way to either go in person, or even if you go in person, to watch the recordings later on if you can't see everything while you're there.
So will the recordings be available in the same time frame? Like, if people aren't going March 7th or 8th through the 10th, are they going to be able to get online and follow along?
That's a great question. So the live streaming, you can follow along, but the recordings will typically be offered after the conference. So the in-person folks can go, and then afterwards, all the recordings will be online and available to the hybrid attendees.
Cool. What about you, Jim? What are you excited about?
When I go back to where I started a little bit, and understanding that we're in our 18th year, and there's been a little virtual between that live event practice, and we all get there for a very same reason. And that's really to talk about the advances in packaging. And one of the things, as you've all touched on the dates, times, how we're doing, selling out, they're really good points. It's going to be a very busy place. But one of the things also going on, we have our expert in the industry, Ms. Jan Vardaman. I'm really excited. She's going to be out there. She's going to be talking on HI, heterogeneous integration. And her title, again, kind of says it all, as it has in the past. So many high-performance packages. Is there a winner? We leave it to Jan to sort it all out, whether it's fan-out, HI, chiplet. We let Jan get in the middle of it, talk, get her panels, get everybody discussing, and try to find some type of standardization in the industry. So I'm really excited once again to get Jan on the platform and sort all of us out again.
Yeah, you know, if you've ever been to one of Jan's panels, especially at IMAPS, they can get a little exciting. There's been some drama on those panels. It's always, I think maybe it's because we have a little alcohol beforehand in the reception. So it's never a dull moment in one of those panels discussions. I completely agree. I am looking forward to that too. It's been way too long. Let's talk a little bit now that you're taking us down the program road, Jim. What are some of the key technology trends that are going to be discussed during the keynotes that people can expect to learn about?
So in those keynotes, you know, again, it's really based on a lot of fan out, and it's a strong area there. And we'll also put in another area that is we can all read the technical sessions, what's going on there. But the other thing I'd like to point out is poster sessions and people coming to that. So there's not only the technical presentations, which are in conference atmosphere, but then there's also poster sessions, which I think really allow a great area for collaboration and discussion with both students and people from the private industry. which is really good. And then one more thing I did want to mention, Francois, is the onshoring, right? Okay. We have a great keynote speaker for onshoring, which is anytime you open the paper, it's there. It's right in front of you. What are we doing here in the U.S.? Everybody coming TSMC, Intel expanding, $20 billion, $50 billion, $60 billion. Everybody's spending billions. But what does that really mean? And what does that mean to the ecosystem and supply chain? Most critical is supply chain. So we look forward to hearing from Darren Crum, his insights from the government. And I'm just another one I'm really excited to hear about. Keynotes, panels, a lot going on.
So that's the keynote for the Global Business Council on Wednesday, right? Which is another event that's co-located as part of IMAPS. It's their spring business meeting, right? Yeah. And and Beth, who is speaking on Tuesday morning?
Yeah, so we're going to kick it off with Professor Rao Tummala, who's an emeritus professor from Georgia Tech. And I think I'm most excited about this talk because I haven't seen Rao in a few years. And he did retire from three years ago in 2019, but he's not retired. So I'd love to hear what he has to say because I know he's still doing research at Georgia Tech. And so it'd be great to see him in person after being home for so long. And then, of course, you know, we have Raja Swaminathan from AMD. And, you know, we know AMD is doing a lot of disaggregation and chiplets. So I'm very excited to hear what he has to say. And both of those, or all the keynotes actually, will be in person. So,
yeah, that is going to be, that's going to be really good. And then right after the keynotes, we'll give out the awards. And I'm not going to give away anything yet, but I think everybody's going to be pretty happy. With the, well, somebody's not going to be happy because the people who didn't win are not going to be happy, but those who won are going to be really happy. Technology tracks. There's so many papers, three tracks running simultaneously. Any tips of how best to consume all of this great information?
Well, first of all,
bring a team.
Yeah, bring a team. Yeah.
Bring a team.
Bring many people to cover all of it. I love that answer.
Brilliant, actually. Delegate.
Yeah. In my opinion, preparation is key. So please look at what's on the website to help strategize your day or days. In addition, we'll have the app. So please go into your Play Store and look for the IMAPS app. We're going to be loading that up with content next week. And what we did at the symposium, which worked really well, because we want to be have a flexible mindset for people who are traveling or not traveling, we didn't actually print a booklet for the symposium. And so you'll be depending on your app or whatever printout you bring before you come on, or just looking at the, you know, imaps.org and looking at the content there. So please plan your day ahead. We have three tracks running in parallel: heterogeneous 2D and 3D integration, fan out wafer level packaging and flip chip, and then finally the automotive 5G and next gen apps tracks.
Yeah. And if people, you know, one of the beautiful things about hybrid is that if there's something that's happening at the same time and you can't, and you don't have a great team with you where you can delegate, you can always go back. And the ones that you miss, you can catch the recording of later.
So two other points when we talk about these sessions. Again, when we used to have the paper, as Beth mentioned, now we're going digital. We'll have to be a little creative in how we look at these and review. And we used to take a pen and square them up and divide teams. And you've got this one, you've got that one. And we'd square our X's and O's. And that's why I say bring a team, because to cover all this in the 3 days, 2.5 days that we're there, it really takes a few extra people to get through it and bring something back, either to your companies, for yourself, your team members. Research a little bit, do a little homework, as Beth had mentioned, and know where you're going in the morning. Familiarize yourself. It's not a large facility, but familiarize yourself. Know what you want to go do. And one more point, the professional development courses. For those who may be new to packaging, and even for those who have been in it 15 years, it's always good to review some of the courses, catch up on the latest trends, the technologies, things we're doing, how materials are changing, how styles are changing. We'll let Jan sort out which will be the winning packages, but study up, take a read, know a little bit more in depth in what people are saying. And I always say, pick up the glossary, learn the terminology.
Oh, that is a challenge all by itself. I mean, we don't call it packaging alphabet soup for nothing around here. Can we have a new acronym, please? I've been missing them. There haven't been enough new ones lately. Yeah, I think that is all excellent advice, especially the review. I went back and read something that I wrote a few years ago, and man, I'm a little bit rusty. So let's talk about, you know, as we've returned to in-person events in the past 6 months, I think the networking is what people missed most during the pandemic. That's what people are telling me. That's what I feel. So what are some of the networking opportunities people can take advantage of next week?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you brought up this topic because I've been to packaging conferences in Europe and Asia and US, and really this is one of my favorite events because it's not a huge conference. It's not 1,500 people. It's not 1,000 people. It's about 500 people. And you really feel like you're coming home to visit old friends. It's like the perfect amount of people where you can talk to the people you want to talk to and feel like you're not missing out. And, you know, we'll have the exhibitor reception Tuesday. We have, you know, various happy hours throughout, lunches. And so it's a great opportunity, not just to go to the exhibits and go to the technical sessions, but to sit down with your customers, sit down with your suppliers, your partners like Fraunhofer or INME, and just have a face-to-face conversation.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the golf outing as a really good networking opportunity if you golf. And I don't know if there's still foursomes available. Jim, do you know if there are foursomes available?
Brian can always get an extra group on the course. I've never seen him come up short on that method. So yes, foursomes are still available. Full memberships, other things are available. Auction gift prizes, always looking for more. And again, that's really a part of networking. It's really helpful to relax, sit around. As Beth says, she hasn't seen Raul, and I'm sure he's been on the course just about every day that he's been away. So again, looking forward to him, his play, and the networking involved. And one more I'd say on the networking is we're in these, you know, these turbulent times. For those who are actually able to come and be live and sit and discuss, I'd really stress, please try to bring that back to the colleagues who are unable to travel due to restrictions, country, again, the pandemic. It's just a matter of they would like to know and feel more. So many from my team and others, I'm sure in other teams, will participate virtually, but they really want to get that experience of what did you see? What did you hear? How did it go? Try to remember some moments and express back to them, because that's how we can network and feel a part of one another in these digital times.
Be sure to spend some time with the exhibitors. They've really missed out on the most, I think, with virtual events, and they're going to be there, and it's a full sold out exhibit hall, and there's some really fun things going on. Be sure to stop by the DECA booth and check out their Space Invaders game. I'm giving them a little extra plug because I'm told that they will donate the quarters from the Space Invaders game to the DEI fund. So go play some Space Invaders, get your quarter in there and help a good cause. We also, you know, if you're not a golfer, I think I mentioned before, we've got the hike as another opportunity for networking. And it's going to be guided. It's going to be in the local McDowell Mountains. It's a 2-hour hike. It's going to be a beautiful day. And I can say that this far in advance because it's March in Arizona. And I think in all of the years I've been to IMAPS, I think we've only had rain once, knock on wood. But we're hoping for a really good day, not too hot. We'll have some iced water. We'll have great backpacks. We've got snacks. And so far we've had 11 registrants and we can take 28. So be sure to click on the link in the show notes and sign up for that.
And I'm signed up, Francois. Oh. I just want to mention I'm on the DEI hike. I would love to say I'm golfing. I own golf clubs, but I wouldn't say I'm a golfer.
Yeah.
So the hike is a much safer route for me.
Yeah. And if we have any leftover swag, we'll be auctioning that off on the Wednesday night before the hike during the extended happy hour, where we're going to be promoting the DEI fund. We've got the mural that's going to be drawn on site. If you'd like to have your logo on the mural, let us know. And that's a $500 donation to the fund. We'll hand draw your company's logo on the mural. And we'll be, that's always fun to watch come alive over 2 days.
Francois, is that going to be a silent auction?
I don't know. We haven't figured that out yet. We're kind of flying by the, you know.
Because Jim and I have a little friendly competition now on the silent auction since he outbid me at the symposium in the silent auction. So we'll see how that goes.
In true Francois style, we're flying by the seat of our pants at the moment for that. We will iron out those details. And by the time we pull it off, we'll have everything organized.
Great.
So what else? On the more sober side, what do people who are concerned need to know about the COVID precautions?
Well, like you said, the weather this time of year is great. Another part of the reason I love this conference is always in the same place, same location every year. You know what to expect. And so since we have lunches and receptions outdoors, you should feel safe. Also, the hotel has its own policy to wear masks indoors. So we will be complying with that policy to wear masks indoors. So this should make people feel safe about attending a face-to-face event. We've been providing hand sanitizer starting in our 2020 DPC and then our last live event in the symposium in 2021 in San Diego. We have our IMAPS hand sanitizer, and TechSearch International is providing masks for those who forget there. So, you know, it's nice to bring in those sponsors to help us out in this COVID-19 times.
You know, and if Jan is handing out those masks, you know, they're going to be N95s.
Oh, definitely they are.
High protection masks. So, all right. I think we've pretty much covered it. I want to mention that 3D Insights is going to be the official podcast again of IMAPS DPC. And so we'll be doing some podcasting at the event. At the show, we're going to be talking hopefully with some of the speakers from the Global Business Council. I'm going to be talking with Beth and some of the team from IMAPS to get their vision for the future of the organization. There's opportunities for exhibitors to say a few words, and there's some sponsorships available. So reach out to me if you want to participate in that. And, you know, is there anything else you guys think people need to know that we haven't talked about?
Please go to imaps.org for information. And then if you want to do hybrids, if you're not traveling, your company's not allowing travel, we'll have hybrid registration open even after the conference. So don't feel like you need to register next week or that deadline ends. That content will be available for at least a month after the end of the conference, and registration available as well.
Okay, that's great. And we will put any important links in the show notes, which you can access on the podcast page. So thanks again for joining me today, you guys. This was fun. Can't wait to see you both in person.
Thank you. See you soon.
See you soon. Take care.
Thanks to all our sponsors. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
There's lots more to come, so tune in next time to the 3D Insights podcast. The 3D Insights podcast is a production of 3D Insights, LLC.